This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Mr. Modi and his Lao PDR counterpart Sonexe Sifandon today held productive discussions aimed at further strengthening bilateral ties, including in key sectors of cooperation. India and Lao PDR exchanged MOUs for defence cooperation, mutual assistance in custom matters and on quick impact projects under Mekong Ganga cooperation. Prasar Bharati and Lao National Television exchanged MOUs for cooperation in broadcasting. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Mr. Modi and Mr. Sifandon. Mr. Modi also met his Thailand counterpart Petong Thang Shinawatra on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit in Vientiane today. The leaders exchanged views on areas of India-Thailand bilateral relations and ways to forge closer regional cooperation through BIMSTEC. Earlier, speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Lao PDR Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. Highlighting concern over the ongoing conflict in different regions of the world, Mr. Modi said development should be the approach and not expansionism. He said the ongoing conflicts in different regions are negatively impacting the countries of the global south. He said that everyone wants peace and stability to be restored in Eurasia and the West Asian region. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend Army Commanders Conference in Gangtok, Sikkim today. The first ever Army Commanders Conference is being held in Gangtok. The meet is aimed at addressing critical strategic matters, discuss defence preparedness and enhance operational readiness in a rapidly evolving security environment. In a significant move towards self-reliance, the Indian Army has rolled out its first overhauled T-90 Bhishma tank, further enhancing its operational readiness. The T-90 Bhishma, the Army's main battle tank since 2003, is known for its firepower, speed and protection. With this overhaul, the tank has become even more powerful and lethal. As part of the ongoing decade of transformation in the Indian Army, Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi witnessed the rollout ceremony of the overhauled T-90 Bhishma tank recently. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has transferred more than 225 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 3 lakh families as a flood grant relief through the direct benefit transfer. He transferred the money at a meeting in Patna yesterday. The state government has given 7,000 rupees each to flood-hit families under its new resolution of flood relief aid, which was earlier 6,000 rupees per family. This was the second tranche of the aid to flood-affected people. In the first tranche, around 307 crore rupees were disbursed to more than 4,38,000 flood-hit families in the state. Durga Puja festivities have reached its peak in different parts of the country, especially in East India. Today is Durga Ashtami, which marks the 8th day of Navratri, a festival dedicated to worshipping the 9 forms of Goddess Durga. Goddess Mahagauri is worshipped on the occasion of Durga Ashtami, which is considered one of the most sacred and celebrated days of Navratri. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion of Durga Puja today. In her message on social media, the president said that Durga Puja is celebrated as victory of good over evil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan and Bharat Ratna Nanaji Deshmukh on their birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister lauded the contributions of J.P. Narayan to the country and society. He said his personality and ideals will remain a source of inspiration for every generation. In badminton, Tanvi Sharma, Alisha Naik and Pranay Shettigar will play in the quarterfinals of the BWF World Junior Championships in Nanchang, China today. Tanvi Sharma will take on Yu Wenqing of China, while Alisha will face another Chinese player, Dai Qin Qi. In the men's singles under 19 category, Pranay will take on Wang Hee-hun of China later in the day. In tennis, India's Jeevan Nedincharian and Vijay Sundar Prashant will lock horns with the unseeded pair of Pitor Matuweski and Karol Drawacz of Poland in the men's double semi-final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.